What's up, you guys? Welcome back to the show. I am really excited to be here with you. We are going to be diving into a topic today that is a little taboo, maybe a little juicy. And, obviously you saw the title of this episode called Behind the Scenes of My $20,000 August. But today I really just want to peel back the curtain, share with you exactly like how this happens, what transpired, give you hope, let you know that it is completely possible for you. And I'm going to take you through what I believe are like the four main things that are responsible for me creating $20,000 in August, and how I've set the foundation in my business to be able to live a life of freedom and, be driving around in our van and supporting incredible clients and growing as a person. And by growing as a person, the business grows. And so I just want you to feel into, imagine what it would be like for you to have a $20,000 month in your business. Now, maybe you've already had this, maybe not. But I'm going to guess, if you're listening to the show, this hasn't happened for you yet, right? And with as much, let's say, with working as little as I did, I want to say, like, I worked about 10 to 15 hours a week, and we had the exact number was $20,306.14, plus some affiliates and payouts. So it was about $21,000, but let's just call it 20,000. Was around there for the month of August. And I did that working 10 to 15 hours a week. And so I want you to just imagine how different your life would be if this was your reality. I want you to imagine how much more you could relax. I want you to feel into the things that you'd be doing or the things you would no longer be doing, the places you'd be going, or the things you'd be eating, or what would be different in your life if this was your reality. I really want you to start feeling into what would happen if this was my reality. What would happen if my business normally made $20,000 in a month? Really feeling into that, like, holy shit. And it's coming from a place of you having a big heart, from doing what you love. It feels so easy and effortless, and it's just happening, right? I really want you to tap into that energy as I share everything that I'm going to share, these four main points that I believe have gotten me here. All right. So it's like feeling in your body, imagine what that could be like, right? And for me, the way that I see money, the reason why I want to talk so openly and transparently about money is because I don't think money needs to be this mysterious, like, not talked about thing. I think that I grew up in a household where we always had enough money. It was just that it wasn't really talked about that much. And so I always desired more of it, but I felt ashamed for that. I felt bad about wanting more, even though we had enough. I wanted more. I wanted the designer things, like I wanted the Abercrombie and Fitch. I wanted all the things. And, I eventually, like, conned my mom into buying all that stuff for me. But the point is, like, when you have that yearning for more, I mean, that's like kids just always want more, more sugar, more play, more recess, more fun, more clothes. It's like that is like our inherent nature, right? And I think that there's this feeling, especially for women, that it's like, do you feel like you feel bad for wanting more because you should be grateful for what you have? Right. I used to think that way. I used to think I should be grateful for what I have and I shouldn't want more. But the paradigm that I want to shift you into is that, yes, be grateful for what you have. Of course, that's going to bring you more to be grateful for. And you are allowed to desire more. You are allowed to have more. There is literally limitless abundance for you. And if you cut yourself off to allowing yourself to desire it, you are just going to stay with how much money you are currently making. And I want to show you a whole new world. I want to show you a whole new way of operating, of living, of being with money. And, just to like set the stage for this episode, I really feel like sharing your understanding your money background, like your relationship with money, how you grew up with money, how you talk to money, how it's like if money was in a relationship with you, what would money be feeling? Right? And I have really, in the past few years, have cultivated a relationship with money that I want to share with you around being a good steward of money, being in a healthy relationship with money, a relationship with money where I trust money, where I can let it go, and also I take care of my money, where I check my bank account and I like look at what's going on, right? And I also use debt as leverage. I have a healthy relationship with debt, right? I have student loans I still am paying off. I have cards I'm still paying off. And I don't feel any shame around that. I believe that debt is leverage, right? And so the coolest part about this whole experience of having a $20,000 August is that, whoa, how fucking cool is it? I want to be an expander for you to show you what's possible. And also know that if I can do this in 10 to 15 hours, then I can reverse engineer it and teach you how to do it as well, right? And we're going only going up from here. This is just literally the beginning, right? So one thing, the first thing that I want to talk to you about is setting energetic minimums. So what an energetic minimum is, like I did this basically in what's the month before August? July. In July, I decided, okay, in August, I want to make $20,000. That was my goal. And so I set the number, I wrote it down on my like whiteboard, and I was like, okay, 20K. Cool. Now, the thing about this number is that I knew it was possible. Why? Because I've done it before. So that obviously makes the evidence possible. Okay. But say for you, I want you to decide what is your minimum, right? Pick a number that you want to make for the month of September, for the month of October, whenever you're listening to this episode, decide the number that you want to make. It's got to feel a little stretchy, but doable. This is how we pick the number. Now, the way that this number happens is I'll share that in a second, but I want you to decide what is your new minimum, right? The way that you figure that out is understanding what is your current minimum? What is the minimum amount of money that you are making every month in your business? What is that minimum number? So understand that first, then choose a step higher than that. So I don't know what that's going to be for you because I don't know exactly how much money you're making, right? But you need to choose the new energetic minimum, right? Your body, your beliefs, everything is going to start calibrating to this new minimum. Now, for me, I had the 20K number in my mind at the beginning of the month was like, ah, how is this going to happen? Right? I knew that I had a certain amount of money recurring coming in from previous months, but there was a big gap of where is all this money going to come from? And I didn't know how. Okay. So it actually kind of takes the logical conscious mind out of the equation and it forces you to kind of believe in magic, to trust, and to basically tap into the laws of manifestation and the laws of assumption and the laws of attraction, the laws of action, all these laws to be able to trust where you're being led, where you're being guided, do the thing, not do the thing. And continue to hold the belief that it is possible for you. So, as I went into the month of August, I told myself, all right, 20K. Now, my work, the work is actually you holding the belief that it's possible. And anytime your brain or your mind tries to doubt it, tries to tell you it's not possible, tries to get you into the how, that's when you have to come back to the beliefs of the how is not my job. Right? The how is not your job. How the money comes is not your job. That is the universe's job. Your only job is to show up, have the beliefs that it is possible for you, know that you are worthy of it, take the inspired actions, and trust, let go, right? I have been holding the belief of having $20,000 months for a while, right? At the beginning of the year, my goal was 10K months as I pivoted into business. And 2 months into the year, we started having consistent 10, like five figure months. Every single month has been at least five figures. That is the new minimum in which I am holding, right? There's never a month in the history of my business, forever again, that will go below that number. Why? Because I have decided that that is the number, the minimum amount that I am available for. Right. So my 20K that I set for August was my new maximum. And I was like, oh, let's get there. Let's get to 20. I didn't know how it was going to happen, but I trusted and I was willing to be led. I was willing to see things differently. I was willing to change my perspective. I was willing to be open. I was willing to do things I hadn't done before. I was willing to get creative. I was willing to put myself out there. I was willing to have more conversations. I was willing to do whatever it took because I decided that it was going to happen. Right. But I also ha held the belief that guess what? If you get to the end of the month and your financial goal has not manifested yet, that's the key word yet. Hold the vision, hold the energy till the next month. Like, honestly, so much of business, at least spiritual business, is about the energetics. It is about the belief system. It is about what's going on in your inner world. It has so much less to do with action. It's so much about the intention and the energy behind the thing. Right. And so when you line up your energy to the amount that you want, when you line up your energy to the offer you're selling, when you line up your energy to whatever you're doing, and it is like you're fully behind it, it lands so much harder for people. It lands so much harder. And also, it creates way more momentum because your energy is behind it. If you're doing things that you don't want to do, it's probably going to fall flat. Right. And so I am of the belief that, like, I want to make as much money as possible. Like, chilling as hard as possible. I work 10 to 15 hours a week and I made half of my entire salary in my 9 to 5 working a quarter or probably less of the hours. Now I say that to share with you what's possible. Like, you got this, okay? So set, that's number one, set your energetic minimums. Decide what they are going to be. Decide what is this next month going to be for you and write it down. Have it visual. Because I actually used to be somebody who didn't set goals because I didn't want to fail, not meet them. Now, the only goal I set is a financial goal, not because if I don't hit it, I'm going to feel like a failure. No, I set it so I know what I'm working towards. I set it because I actually don't care how the money comes in. I'm willing to be led, guided, have creative ideas. And it just gets to be fun. Money is a game that you get to play. Money is not so serious. Money literally is just an energy, it's a frequency. And so when you start to treat it like a game, when you start to let it be fun, when you start to relax a little, right? And you're playing, the energy of play is much different than the energy of force, the energy of have to, the energy of it must. We have to like loosen the grip a little. We have to let go of our need to control and know the how and the outcome. And I was this person. I used to be so controlling with everything. And I have really surrendered so much into trust. This is the feminine energy, right? This part of manifesting, this part of money is often the most overlooked because you're thinking, that's the thing. The masculine is the thinking. But the feminine is the trusting, is the being, is the energetics. And that's the part that I know so many of you, when you master, you are going to see massive results, massive manifestations come through everything, right? This is actually going to be one of the first things that we talk about in Badass Biz School, which is my upcoming business program of how to start making more money in your business. Because typically, or not typically, but like realistically, there's millions of ways money could come to you. There's so many pathways in which money could come to you. And I'm going to be guiding everyone that's inside how to make that happen, how to set their minimums, right? How to actually start to have more pathways that money can come to them, right? So that's going to be the kind of the foundation because I think that there can be often a belief, especially as a new business owner, that you have to earn it. You have to work so hard to prove that you can have more. When in reality, no, you don't. You get to decide that you want to calibrate to this amount of money, this thousands of dollars of money per month, and you get to just get your energy behind it, your beliefs behind it. And then it happens, and you're like, holy shit, that was so easy. That is what I am about. I am about ease. I am about flow. I mean, I have to be at this point in my life, living in my van, traveling around. I want to show you how easy it can be. Right. And I've learned so much of what I know from Abraham Hicks, from one of my mentors, Amanda Francis, from so much like integration and immersion into the world of money and understanding money mindset. And how we are conditioned that making more money has to be hard. When I want to tell you with truth, the $20,000 that we created in August was easy. It was actually the easiest ever. It was the easiest thing that I've ever done. I've had $20,000 months before. This was the easiest one. This was the one where I was like, wow, what? Because I have the belief now that making a lot of money is so easy. I want you to start adopting that belief, right? And so as you start to set your minimums, as you start to have a new belief system, holy shit, you are going to start manifesting money with ease. You're not going to try to force things. You're going to allow it to come to you. You're going to allow it. Oh, you're going to allow your well-being. One of the mantras I use in my mastermind is, I am open to magic, money, and miracles. Take that belief, use it. Use it because it fucking works. I am telling you right now, my clients have manifested fucking crazy things. They have gone from making $600 a month in their business to 4,000, from a few thousand to almost 10K. It's remarkable what happens. And knowing that when the person behind the business has a big heart and is truly devoted to making impact and like raising the collective consciousness and wants to make more money, you get to be a spiritual person and make more money, and there's nothing wrong with that. So if you have any beliefs around making more money is evil, or people that have money are greedy, or people that have money are, are bad, then you're literally blocking yourself from making more money because you are seeing money, you're attaching money to negativity. You are attaching money to pain. You're attaching money to a bad identity. And so then obviously you're not going to become rich or have a lot of money because you literally think that it's going to make you a bad person if you have more money. And that couldn't be farther from the truth. Money is just an amplifier, right? Money is just an amplifier. It amplifies who you already are. If you're a good person, I'm a good person, you're a good person, you have more money, you're still going to be a good person. You're just going to have more money. That's literally it. You're going to have more money to be able to, for example, if you literally made $20,000 in your business right now, what would you do with it? Start thinking about that. What would you do with it? What would be different? I want to bring you back to the beginning of this episode. What would you do with it? How would you be? Would you donate some of it? Would you buy someone a gift? Would you, do more free coaching in your business? Would you I'm sure that your generous heart would want to overflow that and share it with others because it feels amazing, right? And also giving it to yourself, right? That's the beautiful thing is being able to pour into yourself so that you are full. And then as there becomes more overflow, you're able to do so much more because of it, right? So, that was a lot. That was a lot. I feel like maybe you should listen to this episode a few times. I'm like, oh man, we're already only on point one. There's a lot here. This is what happens when I actually take notes and I organize my thoughts before I hit record, which I'm doing more because I am just practicing having just way more intention with these episodes to really make them like a fucking masterclass for you. Make them so incredibly valuable that you go back and listen to them multiple times because you're like, Jesus, that was like church. I just went to church. This is going to be money church today. All right. So, energetic minimum. I set the minimum. I had the beliefs behind the minimum. I knew it was possible for me. I didn't know how, but I trusted that I was going to be led and I listened. Okay. That brings me to number two, inspired action. I took inspired action. And this actually was kind of wild. This month was a, or last month, August, was kind of a wild month. It was a month in which I didn't do things the same that I had always done them because the month prior in July, I took off 30 days from social media. So I was kind of in this weird, not like weird headspace, but just like a different headspace of, huh, I haven't been on social media for 30 days. I'm not going to make that mean anything. But I'm also not really feeling that super called to be on social a ton. And guess what? I actually really, I was playful on social media. I shared stuff. I showed up, but the majority of what happened didn't happen because of necessarily social media. It didn't happen through an Instagram post, let's just say. I had the idea to teach a free masterclass called the 100K Blueprint. If you were there, you know how much fun it was. It was so chill. It was the chillest masterclass I ever fucking taught in my whole life. It was insanely valuable and it was also so chill. And so I decided that in that class, I didn't want to use a slide deck. I wanted to go me and you in the room together, like we're having a fucking conversation similar to this podcast, because that's my vibe. I love high level conversations, but in a down to earth setting. And I'm like, why aren't we just doing this? Let's just fucking do this. Like, hello, you know? And so I ditched my slide deck and I really went into the masterclass with this feeling of like, how chill can I be? How relaxed, how fun, how cool, calm, collected can I be in this class? As if I was already, as if all these people were already my clients. I wasn't trying to prove anything. I wasn't trying to convince them of anything. I was just showing them the real me, the authentic me. And guys, I just want to say, like, oh, this is a nugget. This is a golden ticket. Maybe this is what I'm going to start calling these things when I share them. Like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, like the golden ticket. This is a golden ticket. When you do things in the way that's the most authentic to you, where you're really not trying to prove anything, where you're really not trying to convince anyone, where you're just yourself, that is what hits. You don't have to try. And I realized every masterclass previous, I was teaching with a master or with a slide deck. And I always got stressed out. It always made my fucking thong go so hard up my ass. I was like, this is not it. But in my mind, for some reason, I thought I had to do the slide deck thing. And I was talking with my mentor about it. It's so funny, like how mentorship works and like what you end up fucking talking about, but it ends up making such a difference. And she's like, why don't you just teach it the way that you would teach it to your clients? And I was like, because I just feel like having a slide deck is going to be more legit and people will think I'm more professional. You know, I had like all the stories behind why I needed a fucking slide deck. And she's like, babe, it just sounds like you don't really want to. I'm like, you are so right. I don't want to use a slide deck. I just want to have a conversation with my people. That is literally what I want to do. And guess what? That is what I did. And you know what's wild? The 25% of the people that sign up for this masterclass have joined Badass Biz School. 25%. That is an insanely high conversion rate. 25%. Usually I think it's like 3% of people that like sign up for a free class, like join the thing. Like that to me blows my mind. Like I don't believe in any of the like normal statistics because I think it's bullshit. I think when your energy is behind something, you can quantum leap it. And I was like, dude, that is such a fucking testament to me following my inspired action, to me following my heart's desires, not my head, my heart. So that is the number two piece. It's listen to your heart. Guys, oh, I wish I didn't have the experience of not listening to my heart. But that's honestly how I've started to really listen to my heart is by living in my head for so long of doing the thing I thought I had to do or living in the shoulds, right? And this is all about coming back to the feminine energy. This is all about coming back to your heart, getting out of your head. I would not have been able to create all the money that I did if I was in my head taking all the action. I would have felt burnt out. I would have worked way more than 10 hours a week. My God. And it would have felt hard. But I have adopted the belief that it gets to be easy. It gets to be so fucking chill. What? And then, so then because of that belief, I go to myself, I say, okay, what's easy? What's chill? The answer? Doing a podcast, going live. Been going live more too. That's been fun. What else? Yeah, masterclass, podcast, IG live. I just love video. I love sitting down and like having straight up convos with you. Like we're sitting down, like you're in my van, you can see the setting, like you're in my van and we're just fucking chilling. That is the vibe. So because I had the belief before that it had to be hard, I was making it hard. I was doing everything I didn't want to do. I was forcing it. When in reality, the truth is what I love doing, what's so easy for me is sitting down with a mic, sitting down on camera and fucking chilling with you guys. Like I am actually like a very chill person. Like I love like, you know, having a good time, but I'm pretty chill and low key, as are my clients. And I realized that when we are more of ourselves, you know, it's so simple, but I'm gonna just break this down. It's like this inspired action comes from the energy of just truth, of like the energy of like, I can just take a deep breath. I can take a sigh of relief. I can lean back. I can relax. I can trust that everyone who's meant to join Badass Biz School will join it. That's the way I went into this class. Like, that is the way I went in because I have that belief now. And so when you start to show up and do things from a place of like, what's meant to be will be. I am trusting. I am surrendering. I am living from the heart. That is one, the most vulnerable thing you can do. But two, it is when everything gets really fucking easy. It's when your business starts to explode without you even trying. You're just being yourself. You're just doing your damn thing. You're not even efforting. It's like just flowing out of you. It's just so you. And that's going to be different for every single one of you. What's easy for me is not going to be easy for you. There might be some overlap, but it's like up to you to find what is the path of least resistance and let that take you, right? You don't get to the end of your business, the end of your life, and you don't win an award for being like, I worked the hardest. So many people want to live that life, and I just don't. I want to live the life that's like, I had a fucking hell of a time. I made a shit ton of money. I made so much impact. I did everything I wanted to do, and I had so much fun. That is the life I signed up for, you know? Like, and that is what you get to have. And that is what I created in August. It was a $20,000 month, frolicking around in my van. Kurt and I went on a bunch of trips. Like, it was so fun. And I truly believe the energy and the frequency of fun and trust is what magnetizes even more of it. And then I took inspired action when I was called, not when I thought I had to, not when I felt pressured to. No, when my heart and my gut were like, yes, let's do it. All right, so that's number two, take inspired action. Okay, number three. Oh, this one is a one I've never done before, but oh my God, it freaking worked. So I taught the free masterclass, I taught the 100K blueprint, right? And I sold Badass Biz School off the back of that. And I told them, I was like, look, I'm going to be sharing this program at the end. I'm going to be selling to you. I want you to see how chill and how fun sales can be, not this like fucking weird thing. I want it to just be low key. Okay. So I told them this, right? And I talked all about Badass Biz School. I told them, you know, it's an 8-week program. I'm going to be teaching everything I've learned on the path to creating almost 7 figures in my coaching business. I'm going to show you how to like, find what your thing is, connect to your intuition, make more money, increase your energetic minimums, you know, decide what platforms you want to be on, whatever, right? I talked to them about content. I told them, get your butt in the room. This is literally what's going to activate you into your next level. If you vibe with me, you're going to love this space. It's so fun. It's going to be, oh, you're just going to feel this support and this love and this like, just space where you really feel like you can come back to yourself. That's at the core of all my work is the identity piece of you coming back to you, finding what feels like what lights you up, following your heart, right? Following your intuition, not doing it in any other way except your way, like focusing on what is actually bringing you joy in your business and doing that and knowing that that is going to be the thing that lights you up because that's actually sustainable, right? You can keep doing it. And so I launched Badass Biz School. On that, what day was it? It was a Wednesday night, right? And after I taught the class, I messaged my team. I messaged Ashley, my assistant. I was like, oh my God, I feel so proud of myself. I feel like that was the best class I ever taught. Like I really just felt like that completely came from the heart. I literally bawled my eyes out at the end, like after. And it was this feeling of like, wow, this has been a testament to all of the work I've been doing on like the feminine energy and really coming back to my truth and trusting that that's enough, right? And so I just had this emotional moment with my team and with Kerr, and I shared it with my therapist. It was amazing. It was honestly amazing. And so then I went to work out after. I took a like a fitness class after, and I knew that I wanted to like move some energy and like get back into my body after that class because I knew like After you launch something, you can get in your head a little bit of like, why hasn't anyone signed up yet? It's been like 2.5 minutes. Like, what the fuck? And I didn't want to go there. So I was like, I'm gonna go live my life, be in the vibe of like, fuck yeah vibes, you know? So I do this workout, I come back, and I stopped at the liquor store on the way home because I wanted to get Kurt like a six pack of his favorite IPA. And I was like, I'm gonna get myself a little bottle of Prosecco. I've been like super into Prosecco lately. Just like that's my drink of choice. If we go out and I wanna have a drink, I will just get a glass of bubbly, either bubbly rosé or bubbly Prosecco. I just feel like it's so fucking classy and I just love the vibes. I love the bubbles. Okay. I used to hate it, but now I love it. So I get, the little baby bottles of Prosecco. I get the baby bottle of Prosecco. I check out, I go home, I give him the give Kurt the beer, and he was like, oh, thank you so much, whatever. And I was like, he's like, what did you get? And I told him I got myself a little bottle of Prosecco. I was like, I am celebrating. I am celebrating at how fucking amazing that class went and how amazing this launch has been going. Now, granted, I just launched Badass Biz School. Nothing had happened yet, but I held fucking belief that we were gonna sell out of spots. Okay. I pop the bottle, he opens his beer, he chills a glass for me. I take a shower, I come out, pours it in the glass, we cheers, we're sitting on the couch, and I open my phone. The next thing I know, I get a DM from somebody. This beautiful woman saying she's in for Badass Biz School. And I was like, woo! Like, it was so funny. Like, I celebrated before it showed up. This, and then obviously more and more and more people have joined, and it's so fucking cool. But the point being that I want to share with you is like, celebrate before it happens. Stop waiting until something in your external happens before you can celebrate. Right? This is like truly manifestation. Feel it first. Feel the feelings first. Right? Act as if. I acted as if the whole fucking world was signing up for this program. Got myself some Prosecco, popped a bottle, cheers, Kurt, and I acted like, yeah, it's gonna happen. It's gonna be easy. Of course, it's gonna happen. That was just what I did. And guess what? It's been happening. Right? And like, how cool is it that you celebrate before it happens because my energy was behind it? If I celebrated that something was going to happen, but I didn't actually believe it was going to happen, it wouldn't have probably worked. But I believed that it was going to happen. So I cheers because I knew it was going to happen, right? There's a power in having the energy of certainty, the energy of belief, the energy of conviction of course, it's going to happen. It's kind of like when you're dating and you know that inevitably you're going to meet someone, inevitably it's going to happen. You're just living your best life until they show up. That's how I met Kurt. I knew it was going to happen. I was dating all the guys. I knew it was going to happen eventually. So I just lived my best life until that happened. It's the same in your business. Live your best life because it's going to happen because it's responding to you, living your best life, celebrating, acting as if, living your best life, acting as if. Oh, it's happening. We're celebrating. It's like it's affirming the thing, it's affirming the belief that it's happening. It's not going to happen in the timeline that you think it's going to happen always, but continuing to trust and knowing that if that minimum doesn't happen this month, it's going to happen the next month. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Hold the belief, hold the faith, trust, faith. This is literally everything. Celebrate before it happens. Like, oof, this is such another golden ticket. This is such a code. Okay. The last one, number four. This is a little bit more practical, but still. I really focused, I have been focusing on relationship building in my business generally. I've really been focusing on being like imagining that when people come onto my page, comment on things, are in my DMs, etc., that like we met at a dog park and we're having a great convo and we are hanging out. That's how I see social media. That's how I see people commenting and interacting with me. That's how I see it. I don't see it any other way. I don't see it like I'm this fucking celebrity and everyone wants to get all their hands on me. It's actually fun for me when I go out in public and nobody knows anything about me or my business or the success I've created. It's really fun to like not talk about that, to just be a human. And that's how I want to treat my community, my audience, you guys listening, like no different than me. Like, yes, I will help you get the results, right? But it's not from a place of you need me. It's like, dude, let's fucking do this together. I am going to share with you all the codes that I know of how to make as much dinero as possible. And I'm not going to convince you to join. Like, ew, like that is such, that's gross vibes. Would I be at a dog park trying to convince someone to be my friend? No. Like, no, I have friends. I don't need friends. You know? It's the same, like, anyways, okay. So the point of me sharing this little clip is like relationship building. Ugh. I think people start online businesses and get full of themselves and think they're too good for their audience and they're too good for people in their DMs. And you know something? I just think that's completely blocking you for everything you ever wanted. Like, fucking build relationships. You need to build relationships. Coaching, especially, like any service-based business, whether you're a photographer, a website designer, a brand agency, a coach, an OBM, a virtual assistant, a singing teacher, like fucking anything. Anything where there's you and another person involved. Any service-based industry, you have to nail your people skills, your relationship skills. Like, that is like so much of business. Obviously, like business, the fundamentals of business are like marketing and sales. If you like, that's where you got to focus is those two things. Those two things are going to make or break your biz. Okay. Marketing is like door. My friend Sam says this. Marketing is door one. Sales is door two. If you can't get them through door one, which is marketing, you will not be able to make sales, which is door two. You have to be able to market. What does that mean? For me, marketing is actually just having fucking conversations with people. It is relationship building. It is getting myself into rooms, investing in myself. I've met so many of my clients on retreats, in person, fucking dog parks, whatever, you know? But we connect. They follow me on the gram. They want to be in my world. That's what it is. Relationship building, right? And I really focused, I've been focusing for the past few months, not just the month of August, but the past few months, and I think it's really compounded on building relationships and being in integrity, being the person I say that I am. Whether you're listening to this podcast, whether you're working with me one-on-one, whether you're at my next retreat, whether you join Badass Biz School, it's congruent. There is congruency. What you get, what you see is what you get. There, like, that's what it is. The benefit of investing in yourself in my programs is you actually implement, right? You can listen to this whole episode and literally change your life through this episode. But most people won't because they will forget. They will go do something else and completely be detached from these teachings. That is why when we pay attention. When we're invested, we're invested. We invest money so that we are held accountable. And so it's like when we build relationships like this through the podcast, through social media, through friends of friends, you know, it's like when you are who you say you are, people share you. People talk about you. People recommend you because they do. It's like, you know, it's like when you go to your favorite like ice cream shop and then you tell everyone in the fucking world about it because you're like obsessed with their ice cream. That's you selling. That's you selling somebody else's service. And I focus on pouring so much into my relationships, into my current clients, so that they want to share about me. And I share about them. There's this like reciprocal relating. It's this like, I'm in relationship with my clients. I'm in relationship with you as a listener, where I'm like, look, I want to give you everything that I know, everything that I did to get to creating a $20,000 a month in my business with complete ease. And, you know, like, I want to do that. There's this desire. It's coming from a place of desire. And then whatever happens on the other end, that's whatever happens on the other end. But it's this feeling of like, I want to be a good friend because it feels good to be a good friend. I want to be a good partner because I want to be a good partner because it feels good to do it. And that is why you should be focusing on building relationships in your business because it feels good to do it. Now, if building relationships doesn't feel good to do in your business, then you probably shouldn't have a service-based business. But it's like you gotta love people. Business, being an entrepreneur is so much about people, who you meet. You never know. You never know who's going to become a client. You just don't. And it's like I treat everyone like the same. Like they are wildly successful. I see them in their highest. I hold them to that standard. And that's it. I focus on the people that vibe with me and that I vibe with them. I build relationships. If I'm having a conversation with somebody in the DMs, then, and I just get the sense that like they're really, you know, they're not engaging with the conversation, then I'm gonna probably just like be like, it was great to meet you, you know? I'm not trying to like force a relationship, but if someone is like interacting and asking me questions and engaging and we're talking and we're connecting on things and things are flowing, and I'm gonna continue to entertain that conversation because it feels fun. But truly, like, I focus on letting the relationships be the thing that compounds over time and builds the business, you know? And more as you grow your business, you're gonna hear, oh, my friend told me about you, or, you know, my cousin told me about you, or, yeah, my friend worked with you once, blah, 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 and now she blank. Like, whatever it is, that's gonna be a normal thing. Your reputation as a creator, as a podcaster, as a coach, as an entrepreneur is like everything. And that's something that you want to protect. That's something that you want to pour into. That's why, like, I truly believe that's one of the foundational skills that's gotten me to here is like being able to have empathy for people and meet them where they're at and, you know, not force anyone to do anything. Like, the right people will buy your things at the right time, trusting that, not forcing it ever, just letting it happen. Right. And so, like, as the relationships are getting built in your business, as the relationships are getting built in your life, people are just going to naturally be interested in what it is that you do. And honestly, I think that all four of these things, one, the energetic minimums, two, the inspired action, three, the celebrating before it happens, and four, the relationship building. All of those things, plus momentum, me been doing this for a while, you know, but only recently really landing in owning that I do confidence in business mentorship in the past probably 6 months. That's been very, very recent for me. You know, I didn't, I've done it since 2021, had a mastermind, had all these things. It's only been this year that I've really fully owned that that is my sauce. It is what I fucking love to talk about. And whew, it's like so cool that, wow, only a few months into really owning that, we've had a $20,000 month. It's felt really easy. My clients are amazing. I'm inspired by them on the daily. That as biz school is filling up, so fucking cool. So it's like, get yourself into the room. If you're feeling called, Badass Biz School starts on 9/11, Monday, the 11th, and it's going to be 8 weeks. And honestly, this program is not the conventional, like, masculine, like, rah, 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 here's your blah, blah, blah. Because I found that that never works. It never works for women because you always want to do something new. You want to pivot, you want to change, you want to offer this thing, and then you want to offer this thing. Really, the intention for this program is to help you come back to the truth of who you are, lean into what is your way of doing business, right? And start making money, start setting your new energetic minimums, start letting the universe do its part so that you can stop efforting so hard, so that you can actually start receiving your well-being, your abundance, your joy, and doing it alongside a sisterhood, a community of just like epic women. You know, there's like so much growth that happens in these spaces. And there's also a lot of healing that happens in these spaces around the sisterhood wound, around being seen around other women, around sharing where you're at, around getting support, around helping each other, around like lifting each other up. And I just think of every like group space I've been in, business masterminds, any program I've joined, I've met almost all of my closest friends, except for the few from home, all of them in masterminds and programs. Why? Because like we get it. We're on the same vibe. We're building something. And a lot of people don't get that, when you're, especially at the beginning of your business, a lot of people don't get what you're doing. They think it's crazy. They don't really understand investing in yourself, But it's like being around other people who get it and like have the same like hesitations and doubts, and they go through it together and they're working through it all and they're finding their authentic self and they're putting themselves out there and they're encouraging each other. And like, oh, one of the things I'm gonna have everyone do inside of Badass Biz School is do an IG live together, go live together, or go on each other's podcasts, collaborate with each other, really understand the power of collaboration, empowerment, seeing each other as like community and support instead of competition, and really leveraging just this power of like getting in front of each other's audiences, like giving each other feedback. It's such a beautiful space. And while yes, we are going to be focusing mostly on business for the next 8 weeks, the experience itself is going to give you oodles. I've never used that word before, but oodles of confidence. Just feeling like, wow, I can trust myself. I can trust where the inspired action is coming from. I can trust that where my energy is the thing I need to be doing, is the thing that's actually going to pay off, right? And like, I've just seen like remarkable results from my clients who dare to do things differently. They're rebels. They don't want to do things in the way that you're supposed to do it, And I don't either. It's like, you're supposed to use a slide deck to teach a masterclass. And I'm like, fuck that shit. I don't want to. And so I'm not going to. And because I'm going to do what I want, it's going to work. I do what I want and it works. That's the vibe. So I want to help you and give you a space, honestly, to hold yourself accountable to doing the things you say you've been wanting to do. That's really the jam here. So, yeah, we start on September 11th. I would love to have you in there. A lot of the women that have been joining, popped into my DMs, and some of them had a few questions and they just kind of wanted to see if it was a good fit. If that's you, please just ask. I am really here to help you make the best decision, whether it's the best fit for you or not. Totally. I love you anyways. But you'll never know if you don't reach out, So if you've been feeling called, please reach out. And just a reminder, I shared this on the 100K Blueprint, but if you weren't there, this is going to be the only time I am teaching this program live. And it's the only time you're going to be able to kind of be in the like community space of this program. So if that's really something that you're craving, you're really wanting like direct feedback from me, but like at a fraction. And when I say fraction, I really mean it, of the price. Is a no, I wanted to just make this a total no-brainer for the woman who's like, I'm ready. I am ready to go. You've had it on your heart. You know it's meant for you. And yeah, you're ready. You're ready. You're ready. You're ready. You're already doing it, but you're like ready to make it a fish. So if that's you, I would absolutely love to have you in there. We have pay in full options, we have payment plan options, and yeah, like all the details are going to be at the site in my Instagram bio, also in the show notes of this episode. And just reach out. Honestly, I mean it. I mean it. I know a lot of people say that, and but I genuinely mean it because I do check all my DMs. So I think that wraps up this episode of the $20,000 a month and just having it feel so easy and really trusting that it's all working out in our highest good. And like, holy shit, when we are willing to be led, when we let go of control, when we stop forcing, we get out of the masculine so much and we really drop into our hearts in that place of desire of like what we really want. Ooh, girl, your business, your life, your everything is going to explode with abundance and joy and ease and play and like, if you want it to be easy, then let it be easy. Like, that's all that I can say. And that is honestly the way that I will be living the rest of my life, business, all of it. that it just gets to be the most amazing adventure, that it gets to be fun, that it really like gets to feel like the way that I think about van life, which is just like one big adventure. That is what business is. It gets to just be like, oh, I'm gonna turn off over here. Oh, I feel called to go over here. Oh, I want to go in this store. That's what your business is. Trust it. Trust those pulls, because that's what's going to bring you everything you ever wanted. I hope to see you inside of Badass Biz School. I love you. You fucking got this. And I'll see you on the next episode.